these corrections. Of these laws by this court. And this adds up to 100% because this is a 20 and this is an 80. And where the laws belong in the court, so therefore it's a conditional joinder.
So then the statement that you said would, you would present to the judge. Would you write that one on there?
I just did.
I wish to enter a plea in the truth as I started.
I just did. For the witness with the knowledge, with the plaintiff pleads for the correction of these laws of this court.
So in other words, when you just
show
said
me
that
the law
before,
and
I
truth.
Wish to enter a pleading, that was in a fiction to make us understand what you're saying.
You can't go into your, you're telling the judge, you're claiming the pleadings, provided they have a correction of the laws in this court. But there are no corrections of the laws. The judge would say, what does that mean? Well, you modified your nouns with adverbs. Show me the nouns. You see, the judge has to come back with, we don't have any nouns. Therefore, there's no continuance of evidence with the facts. No continuance of evidence with the facts. We have no case. Police officer shows up at the shows up in an accident and says, you're guilty. Did the police officer have knowledge of the accident? Did you see what happened? No, he made a presumption. You go into court and you say to the judge, Your Honor, police officer showed up a half an hour after the accident. He said I was guilty of it. He didn't witness it. He made a presumption, had an opinion, had a modification. Therefore, he has no continuance of evidence. I hereby throw out his testimony. You know what the judge has to do? Vacate mm-hmm. his testimony. And there's no, and the charges are dropped against you that you caused the accident because there is no witness. Remember, when there's no witness, there's no crime. Yes?
Why are they the word corrections a legal word? Because it has a vowel problem to you.
Yes, corrections is a correct word.
It's not a vowel.
No.
It has to start with a vowel.
It has to start with a vowel.
But how you phrase that first portion of this whole thing?
You suck me.
I mean,
words,
you and you repeated that whole phrase to him right there, he'd think you're crazy right there.
And if he said he did, he says, I don't understand, which I believe they'll say.
Right.
That.
And when he says, I don't, he's saying an adverb verb, and he's also using a negative condition of fact. See, so he's going back into his no law and his no fact. And he says, I don't understand. And you and means no, don't mean no. How many no's don't you understand? You see? And he's using play on words. And if you respond to I don't understand and strike an argument with them, you just said I understand negative language in your fiction court. Therefore, you've traversed and said I understand fact and I understand fiction. If you understand fiction, why aren't you talking to me in fiction? If you came in here and you said you're an in-the-truth individual, then why don't you stay on point and say I can't understand what you're saying?
Man, he's got me confused.
Well, in other words, what you're saying, if you don't really get the knowledge of what you're saying in the proof language,
you'll know it right off the bat. You'll trip yourself.
They are now getting educated with this, and they know what to do to track you to see if you have the knowledge.
The judges have watched these videotapes. Yeah. We have a lot of videotapes available. There's about 400 hours of videotapes on the market right now. They've watched these and said, hey, you know, this all this stuff is very good. Because he's pointing out all the errors of our ways. When the general public comes in here and they think they can beat us, we're going to listen to what they say. And we know from just asking them a few Freudian traps whether they have knowledge or they copy.
Exactly.
We had individuals that took the book and walked into court with lawsuits that they copied. The judge says, what does this mean? I don't know, I copied it. Mr. Miller wrote it and I copied him. You understand it? No. If you don't have understanding, you lack knowledge, you're a ward of the state.
Mm-hmm. They just hung themselves by their own petards.
If you lack, you can't play. So, therefore, they were vacated, and then they come back and say, your technology doesn't work. Truth doesn't work. So truth works just fine. You just have to have volition. You have to have understanding. Knowledge. You have to have knowledge. Not understanding. That's a removable word, you have to have knowledge. And when you have this possession of knowledge, you then can sit there and answer the questions. You can go toe-to-toe with every argument possible. The other day I was in court, about 3 weeks ago. I took the witness stand, and I was asked a single question, and it took 35 minutes to give an answer. The district attorney went to say objection, and the judge says, quiet and listen. I know who Mr. Miller is. And I went into a linear equation of the question, and it took 35 minutes to answer. And when it was all finished, she said, I let you answer that question because I need the knowledge. And the DA needs the knowledge also. And I believe everyone else in this courtroom needs that knowledge also. And the knowledge of that, that the answer was a very accurate linear equation of information that was said in quantum prepositional phrases. And the judge then stopped at the point that I was about a couple words away from a condition of certifying her treason against the United States. She realized that she had allowed the conversation to take her to a place that would put her in a position of treason against we the people. As she has heard other tapes that I've done, he knew where at the end, she basically knew the end of the sentence and didn't allow the end sentence to be depicted because it would have disqualified her. She would have lost her judgment. So she stopped, and I understood she was because she understood where I was. And enough information was shared with the court in a friendly environment because I declared amnesty when I started my statement. I knew what the end was of my statement, but I declared amnesty of what I was about to say so that no one would be damaged by it.
So you respected her position as well.
And she
as
respected me as a witness, correct. There are points of respect that people give each other. And you have to keep an open mind in those positions of respect. When you have great knowledge, people, you have to have a great responsibility to go with that. Because when you have great knowledge, you can do great damage. And if you do damage for the sake of damage, that makes you evil.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And so you don't want to be evil. You want to be a teacher. If there are specific individuals that need specific correction, let's say, you do it on one-to-one in privacy so no one is embarrassed. And then you work through it. This shows you to be a good person, a meek person, has knowledge, but you're a teacher. And you correct the errors. All of us have children. And we take our children aside and we do the same thing to our children. We teach them in private. So when they go out into the world, we reflect good about who we are as parents, people, and judges. And every one of you in this room is a judge of your own children, of your own kingdom, of your own home.
But we have no control of our children other than privately.
That's true. We still have to send them out into the world. They have to deal with the schools, with other children, with other people, but that's the real world. If they bring home bad things, let's talk about it. It's always comes down to procedural and educational skills.
But in other words, what I was getting at, though, we don't own our children. The government does.
Yes, when you get married, you have a marriage license under letters of marque. Your children become wards of the state. You are allowed to manage the children as long as they're within the confines of the charter of your environment. If you violate the charter, the government will put you in jail and take your children and put them up for adoption or put them into foster care. If you cannot manage your children and they go out and damage other people and you refuse to be responsible for your wards, then the state takes jurisdiction of the wards through your marriage license because it's an issue of child, C-H-I-L-D. Child is an issue of woman, child is an issue of government. Two people make a child, man and woman make a child without a license. The child is an issue of woman. If the woman signs the child over for welfare benefits, then the state has jurisdiction and can pull the child at any time to put up for adoption under letters of marque. And there's over 500,000 people with children who are legally contracted under the age of 2 that are eligible for adoption today in the United States. And and the women are not even aware that the state can step in and sell their child between $70,000 and $95,000 a child, which is a going black market rate for children today. And money talks.
So they steal them, or do they take them?
40% of all women in the United States over the age of 40 do not have children. I have seen 50% of all women over the age of 40 do not have children. Those are baby boomers right now. They have money, position, power, and they can buy children from all welfare recipients.
And the state can just come in.
These are the procedures of contract that our society has gotten itself into, and it's shocking when people, nobody knows about it. That's a subject matter issue. But the procedures of language were used to manipulate the condition to get to that location. That's wrong. This technology brings and exposes crimes like that and fixes crimes like that. That's an apartheid against people. That's a genocide against people. And that's against the law of all nations and of all people on this planet. This technology was engineered to stop a genocide and apartheid issue on this planet, no matter where it comes from, no matter how many tricks and traps they try to do, however they want to dress it up. This technology was engineered to stop and correct that.
Can you develop this?
Yes.
How can somebody with so much hair have so much knowledge?
I'm 53 years old. Yeah.
Tell them about the lady who had three children. One of them didn't have a birth certificate, and two of them did.
Yeah, that was a Woods case. She had three children. Two had birth certificates, one didn't. They came in, took her two children birth certificates, and put them up for adoption. The third one did not. They didn't have jurisdiction. So they had to leave the child alone.
Can you have a marriage in common law or done by a Christian pastor or somebody who is represented to God in the Christian name without having the state certificate?
Yeah.
In other words, that's a lawful marriage versus the legal marriage.
Well, a friend of mine who learned this technology, he was married by an airline pilot over the Pacific Ocean. Another one was married over the Atlantic Ocean, international airspace. Airline pilots are captains and have a license to their marriage is lawful and legal in all 250 countries, because when the captain of a ship holds court, the entire airplane is a courtroom. Same thing on a vessel, on a cruise ship. On a cruise ship, there's always 30 or 40 weddings that take place because people want to be off the 12-mile limit in international waters, and they want to get married under the charter of that ship. And the captain has the authority to marry those people, and they are recognized worldwide. And the captain of a ship, an airship or a ship on the sea, are titled because of their education and political location on this planet. So
that's the only entity like a state you give a license to begin with.
Because you are a dead entity under letters of art, and you are the property of probate court. So probate court issues a license to you as a dead person to marry another dead person, and you sign your cursive signature to talk to dead people and have joinder in fiction. So it's fiction for fiction for fiction. The rule of one, the rule of equal apply here. Your contract is adhesive under maritime Title 46 usury, and because you're a fiction on both conditions, coming and going, and both parties are fiction coming and going under maritime usury Title 46, you do have a contract. And you go fiction in, fiction out. When you're married in the truth.
What if they're bankrupt?
Who's bankrupt?
Probate court.
No, when you walk through that door, you're not in a bankruptcy court. You're under a special jurisdiction of contract within the confines of that room. And the room next to it has no jurisdiction with this room. However, all courts worldwide are the same jurisdiction. The facts that are depicted here and that are expressed here and advertised here and the conversations that we have here and the questions and answers that go on here in this room are relevant as an argument in all courts of the world. This is the David Hyphen Wynn, Bull Colling Miller law claims versus We the People under law of the flag. and freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom of the
How about freedom of religion?
Grievance. What's that?
Freedom of religion.
And re means no, and legion means people. Because all people have death certificates. Show me your people. You have freedom of your faith.
Okay.
And faith is quantum. Pick a word that's quantum to articulate volition, thinking, truth, contract, and honor. Then you'll have your faith.
Okay, so you don't want to use the word which is...
You want to use faith. Faith.
No.
Right. Okay.
No.
That, you know.
No negative
Because religion is man's attempt to reach God. God's portion is down to man, which is a whole different ballgame.
That gets into theology, and theology is something, hold a thought in your hand, show me a three-dimensional object called thinking, so that I as a judge can adjudicate it. Point is, you can't show me your thought, so therefore we can't put faith on trial. That's why church and state don't exist together. A state deals with one thing, three-dimensional objects that carry cargo of words. How the words are articulated goes back to the procedures and their modifications. The accuracy by which this mathematical interface works and these number codes will mathematically certify that when these identities were articulated with these conditions of modifications, the level of these modifications have been voted on by all 250 nations planet-wide. And then when you translate these modifications into features to identify the words that are written on all things, we then can certify mathematically, frontwards and backwards, because these arrows go frontwards and backwards, that the obstruction of language is in fact a fact. And A is an adverb making fact a verb. So therefore we say, the fact was the fiction, and the fiction is the verb. But we have to get to the fact, because only facts have a continuance of evidence, and evidence is where all things lie. So witnesses and evidence are relevant within the court system, and they have to be in the truth. So we reduce everything down into a math interface, using prepositional phrases for the 1 in 900 accuracies of each noun, bring them together to make the 100 million to 1 accuracy of a sentence, so that the presumption, modification, and opinion can't exist.
So you're saying there's only one chance in 100 million to have an accurate sentence?
Right. And we have perfected that technology. It took a lot of time to look up the words in the dictionary to get to that level of thinking.
Incredible. Yeah.
And most people won't take time. I got 58,000 hours and 22 years in this program to get to that level, to stand up here and teach and be the judge to make a determination at a level of accuracy and answer your questions. And everyone brings arguments to me. I've done this 305 times, and I've fielded over 80,000 questions at these seminars. So, questions that you think are unique for the first time have been asked me 100 times, have been researched into great details so I can back up what I say. And other people we had one man who spent months. He would come to a seminar once every 4 months, and he would only ask me 10 questions that he spent 4 months researching. So the level of accuracy of his answers were certified for the questions he was about to ask. He said, when you miss a question, I'll stop coming to your seminars. He came to 10 seminars and asked me 100 questions, and all 100 of his questions were wrong. In other words, his answers were wrong in spite of all of his research, because he always left out 5, 10, and 15 different procedures of the conclusions of knowledge
to establish his answer. And how can we...
ask a question, and I'll go ahead and break it down. I'll break it down into all... Most questions require an hour answer because of all the facets that go into it. In jurisdictions, from your birth certificates, maritime law, contract law, manipulations within our society that you're not even aware of. Brainwashing through TV, radio, newspapers, and magazines gets you into conditioned thinking. You don't even know what's going on. You're just so far out to lunch. and we break it all down, we show you everything that's missing. You're going, yeah, that's there.
This is what you're
even the bankers in Europe, the guys that run the money around the world, they sent me their contracts to show me how they were doing banking. And when I pointed out that over 22 violations within the trust transfer of money were missing from their contracts, and they saw how much legal trouble they had, even though they've been doing this for 100 years, making presumptions of these 22 missing facts, when they actually looked at them, it was required that that get put back into all trade agreements and banking within Europe and international trade. And the way money moves on this planet has been highly redefined. Prepositional phrases are being articulated into the formula. That's why this $400 billion had to go into a banking trade agreement that was quantumly written, to go with a constitution quantumly articulated to manage this. So there is a sub-parallel banking system running along the fiction now, and it's getting bigger and fatter. There's $2 trillion in it now. As it's there, and this is new money in the world. Yes?
If we transform all of our language into the truth language, what happens to our creativity?
Creativity will increase its accuracy 100-fold.
So we could still be able to write books and read them and enjoy them. Other people could read them and enjoy them, that type of thing. That's what I'm asking, because I'm a reader. I'm an avid reader.
I know. When people read this, it gets dry. They say it gives them a headache. Mm-hmm. It's like looking at the numbers all day long. If you're trying to get to a position of contract, which is, I want to have a performance or a duty. If the word form is wrong, the word duty. A duty of a specific construction take place, I will need a contract that has a level of accuracy that is mathematically written. And then I will get that duty fulfilled. If I want to be thick or have entertainment or put color into it, then you will go into your adverb, verb, color, or colorful writing, as you say.
So you would start out, in other words, if I was to write a book like using this, I would start out stating that I was going to, is that what you're saying, stating?
I'll tell you what, I can take, I will go ahead, go into an English professor's class of creative writing.
Okay.
And I can write a document John Doe name on it and submit it, and that professor in college will give me a 100 on my paper because I'll use adverb, verb, and no adjectives. I will then write kind of composition. I will use adverb, adjective, pronoun, using no nouns. Putting a little bit of color in it, I'll get probably between an 85 and a 90 because I'm trying to bring a little bit of opinion into it. And then I'll write a prepositional phrase document and send it into that, and I'll get a 0 on it. And they'll order a psychiatrist to go out or somebody go out and arrest the person that wrote that adverb or prepositional phrase document in that English course. And that English teacher has an agenda.
So should this be only used for like government type of stuff, or are you trying to take, what level are you trying to take this to? Only to for us, a contract between you and me, or are you trying to take it to the point where, you know, it's going to take over all language?
This will take over all language. We are currently using it specifically for international trade agreements, international constitutions. We established the Hawaiian Constitution in quantum with prepositional phrases awarded by the World Court at The Hague in effect of July 1st, 2002. The Hawaiian people have a contract and an award of sovereignty from the World Court of The Hague. The United States has addressed this issue in this administration of Bush. Maybe by the next one it will. But the point is, the people are still being educated. So there's not enough truly educated people to govern all positions. And we still have to maintain a commerce, an illusion of commerce, so that nobody starves, nobody is damaged, nobody is hurt while they learn. And it's going to take a few more years yet before everything, before the the momentum picks up.
The real usage of what I understand here is what, you know, you correct me if I'm wrong, is to protect the innocent.
Yes. Those people that lack knowledge have to be educated, so they are innocent. This is a momentum of pressure. You can have, it's like a balloon. You can fill a balloon up with air, and there's pressure there. The balloon doesn't burst. Eventually it bursts. You can put water behind the dam. It might be there for 100 years, but one day the dam will break. Pressure, it's motion. It's motion that's ever so subtle, but it still is motion, and eventually the pressure will bust. Now, if you create a pressure that is artificial, that is unprepared for, that the limits of endurance cannot sustain, it'll break it. And if you break it, you're responsible for the damage because you are the moving vessel. And if your thinking capacity is the motion that causes a damage against another vessel, that thing is liable to control that damage. So you've got to think, but you've got to be careful. You've got to move, but you have to have permission to move by those that you work with. You have to offer, but they have to accept. Contract is freedom. Freedom of will, freedom of thought. Freedom of the compliance. You can't force your contracts on anybody. That's rape. And rape is against the law. So as a judge, we have to move forward in a constructed manner while dealing in this world of fiction. And because we are meek individuals, we possess all knowledge, all control, and all power over teachers. And so we teach. And through the teachings, the people, very slowly, will be aware. And when they're ready, their mind will wake up. And all of a sudden, one day, it could be 3 o'clock in the morning, you're sound asleep, and you wake up and go, I get it. I understand. From that day forward, you become a teacher. Because you have the awareness to stop and correct. And it's a really good feeling when you get that, because you have an awareness of both good and evil. It gives you knowledge. Very few people have knowledge in this world.
Now, another issue that you have brought up, the Bush administration is not acknowledging this language.
Wait a second. We have amnesty agreements with them.
Okay.
They're just not published. They're not scaring the public. They're studying. And that's fine. We don't have to educate the 99%. We only have to educate the 1% that are in control of the value and the contracts of the 99%. And they will pass the laws by which their management responsibilities are in place. In other words, they have to prove that they have the intelligence to manage the unmanageable, the wards that they are responsible for. If they have the mental capacity to manage their wards, then they can go ahead and the wards will trust them to do the management. But if they say, we're going to change, and the ward says to the leader, well, what does that mean? He says, I don't know, I just copied it. Well, that's a real scary thought.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're flying a plane, you go up there in the cockpit, here's a couple balloons flying the plane. You're going, what happened to the pilot? Well, he got out of this thing. You got balloons flying this thing now. You know, rubber dolls?
Mm-hmm.
Or some guy goes, oh no, I just wanted to play pilot today, so I took off, but I don't know how to land.
I slept a Holiday Inn last night.
So that gets real scary when you have somebody in a responsible position that doesn't know what's going on. And if you think about it in the form of an airplane pilot or the captain of the ship, it's pretty scary. So what do we? So there's a second level of protection. It's called a pilot. A pilot is an individual with special skills to navigate through difficult waters. Even though an individual might be a specialist 100% of the time, if he enters an area of difficulty, the pilot is the specialty in the area of difficulty, and then he comes.